It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it's time for our weekly visit here on KETR. We've been doing this now, I know over 6 years, I think 6.5 years. That's a long time to visit each week here on the radio. And that's exactly what I want today's show to be, a visit. Let's all picture we're out at a deer camp somewhere and got a good fire going, all of us sitting around chairs around the fire. Yours is going to be, I guess, a distant campfire. I want you to feel part of it, but you're not going to be right here with me and Mr. Larry Large. Larry is with me right here. A more well-rounded outdoorsman, I don't know, than Mr. Large. We're just going to have a good time and talk about some fun stuff. Larry, thank you for being at the campfire this morning, buddy.
I always enjoy it, Luke. We spend a good bit of our lives around the campfire.
We've had some wonderful times and told a lot of good stories. I've heard a lot of your, well, I won't say all your stories, many of them. And then I know I've probably shared some light on some of my adventures through the years, too. But the outdoors, man, I really do. I feel sorry for people in a way that, Larry, that don't, that they've never been introduced to the outdoors, to spending time out in the woods and on the water. This, you know, it's the coldest period of the year right now, but there's so much to do, and there's not very many days go by that I'm not out in the woods walking, looking, and checking cameras and, you know, just being out there. In the outdoors, if you love the outdoors year-round, there's always something to do, isn't it?
There sure is, Luke, and I'm either out there or thinking about what I got to do to get out there every single day. There's probably, I would say, probably 340 days I'm doing like you do. I'm out camera checking, filling feeders, scouting, always doing something and learning something every time I go out there.
I think that's important, Larry, when you said learning something. A lot of guys that get up in their 60s or even before that, the worst thing if you're an outdoorsman is to think you've already learned it all, because I guarantee you, I'm the same way. It might be a woodpecker that teaches me something when I'm out in the woods or anything.
I know, yeah. When I get out there in a stand, a lot of times I'm not out there to shoot anything. I'm out there to watch critters, to see what they do. I try different things, you know, from the ozonics to hex suits to no camouflage, just seeing what I can literally get away with different kind of animals. And if you watch their behavior, you can really learn a bunch about those critters.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's how you learn about them. You know, coyotes and bobcats, for instance, you know, a lot of people think that the most challenging animal in the world to predator is a bobcat. Well, here's what I think about the bobcat and the coyote controversy. I think a coyote is the most wariest critter, kind of like a hog, except he's fleet-footed, where a bobcat is a very curious critter. We both had bobcats. I've actually had bobcats try to get in the stand with me, literally. I mean, get within 5 feet and be looking in the door at me, you know, like I want in there too. But a coyote, that would never, ever, ever happen with, you know?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, you talking about learning stuff about critters. I learned something just by watching a TV show on a professional hunter. They're predator hunters. And something I didn't know about bobcats is, now, if a coyote smells you, I'm telling you, he is gone to another zip code. A bobcat don't care.
No.
He has no fear of humans as far as their scent. Period. And I did not know that. And I've had a lot of places that I wanted to call in canyons, around creeks and stuff, but the wind is never right. Now, you're not going to call a coyote if the wind ain't right.
Right.
But a bobcat, they'll walk right up to you. Like you said, you twitch your finger or wave your hand, they'll see it. They may stop and sit there for 10 minutes, but they will come to investigate what that is.
Exactly. That's true, Larry, and it's something that the bobcats taught me a long time ago, honestly. The last one I was talking about, it was 2 years ago, about this time of year. I was out in a box blind on the ground, one of my snap-lock hunting blinds, you know, that you set up back in that the panels weigh probably 15 pounds, you know, and you can set them up in some really remote places. Well, this one is in a remote place, and that cat came out. I didn't hear him coming. It was a real still. It was about 3:30 in the afternoon, a cold winter's day. Didn't hear him coming. I just looked up, and there, I bet it was a 25-pound tom, big old male bobcat, standing there about 20 yards away. Well, you know, he wasn't looking. He'd seen that box blind every day of his life that he comes through there. He wasn't concerned, but I moved a little bit in there with my head, I'm sure. He probably saw my cap bill turn sideways, and that cat froze and looked at me, and then you could see him turning his head, looking, trying to get a better move, and I thought, well, if I was going to spook him, I'd probably have already spooked him, you know, just by subtle movements.
Well, right.
I just picked up my cell phone and stuck it up in the window and got some less than perfect pictures of him at 20 yards, and I thought, I sure would like to get some good pictures of this cat. Well, I just take my fingers, stick them up, and just twiddle my fingers a little bit, twitch them, you know. Boy, he'd look. And before I knew it, that cat was standing over there 10 feet from the blind on the ground, and I'm sitting on the ground. And I thought, I still couldn't get a good picture of him, so I opened the back door, and I opened it up probably 18 inches wide, you know, cracked it. Next thing I know, here's that cat right there. I'm talking about 5 feet, walking, you know, slowly looking and moving forward. I did take a couple of quick pictures, real close pictures, and I thought, I'm going to shut this door. I'm not real sure I want him in here with me, you know.
I remember when you sent me the pictures of that bobcat. I know right where that box blind is, and I can only imagine you in there trying to figure out how I'm going to get good pictures of this thing.
Well, the windows weren't big enough, and he was in the door, you know.
So right.
I thought I'd better plan. But what I did, I shut the door because I was afraid. Honestly, I'm to this day, I think that cat, if I'd have remained still, I think he was coming in. But
well, he wanted to be petted.
He wanted in there. Ooh, that's
yeah.
A scary thought. But I shut the door, and then the cat just, wasn't spooked at all. And he just ambled back to near where he was at, you know, the first time I saw him, about 20 yards, backed up to a downed log, a tree, sprayed it, left his scent, glanced back over his shoulder, and walked out of my world. I thought, wow, this is what an experience. I'd like to have had it videoed. Somebody videoed the whole thing, you know?
You know, most people that don't get out in the woods can't understand just how fantastic that is. I mean, you didn't shoot anything. You did. All you did is take pictures, but it's a memory that goes in your memory bank that you'll never forget.
It's worth its weight in gold, Larry. That, and it's funny how how little subtle things like that stick in your memory, too, isn't it? You know?
Oh, it is. Well, it's just like that cougar up there in Colorado when we were elk hunting. You know, that's something you'll never forget, and that hunter will never forget. You know, not many people can say they've been stalked by a cougar that they know of.
I know it. Yeah, I think we've probably told that little story on the air a time or two, but
yeah.
I was guiding this young man, and I was probably 80 yards away from him. I couldn't see him. He couldn't see me, and he was on an elk wallow. And up in elevation, just a little bit above the water, well, a full-grown mountain lion cougar got up there within, again, Larry, about 5 or 6 feet of him. Because And I saw a bear back over there. You know, it's not uncommon. I had a black bear trot across a clearing, and he come running up to me. Said his words were, "Luke, I just looked death in the face, and I never will forget. And I'll never forget those eyes, man. He was wired up, man. I said, "Did you see that bear?"
That story was one thing, but that cougar, that's something you need to really have a little respect for.
Oh, I was scared. I'll be honest with you. That afternoon we went back, and you know the story. The cat came back, and he would not leave. He wasn't aggressive, but he was, the hunter was in a position over that water where he couldn't see the cat.
Right.
I could. And I'll be honest with you, I felt very, very helpless because I finally wound up running down the hill with a coat over my head trying to scare him off, and all he did is just back down and sat on his haunches and looked at us. And,
right.
We eased on out of there. That just ain't right, you know.
No, that's not right with a full grown cougar. They when they lose their fear of humans, they can really be dangerous. You know, a bobcat's one thing, but you're not going to fight a cougar off.
Exactly. Well, Larry, you know, folks, many of you probably know Larry Large is a guide. He guides bass trips on Fork. He has for many years out of Mustang, and he also got this time of year. He's got an awesome hog hunting place. I'm on a scale of 1 to 10. I'll rate this place a 12. I've been there out just west of Athens, close by, literally overrun with hogs that are all hitting feeders. So, Larry, you got a nice little lodge on the place, and you're doing the hog hunts right now and predators, too, out around West Texas, aren't you?
Yeah, I sure am, Luke. With duck season, you know, we only got about 3 more weeks of duck season, and then I'll go strictly into hog hunting and predator hunting. I've already got some predator hunts booked, and, you know, they're just, to me, one of the most fun animals there is to hunt, both the coyote and the bobcat, and I do fairly well at it as far as calling them in and feller shooting them, and I mean, I've had them within 5 feet of my people. I'd say probably 50% of the coyotes we call in, we shoot with a shotgun.
Yeah, they come right on in. Well, it's a challenging situation right now. I know that you're guiding duck hunts, and you will be the next few till the close of the season up there
right.
In northeast Texas around Lake Cooper and some private places you've got. So your website... folks, if you want to jot down Larry's website, it's Larry, I believe it's huntingeasttexas.com. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just huntingeasttexas.com. You can learn about what Larry's doing, where he's doing it at. But I can guarantee you one thing, it'll be out on the water or in the woods somewhere. Larry, what's a good number for people to call you if they want to talk some outdoors?
They can call me at 970-819-3464 any time of the day.
Well, Larry, I appreciate you being with us. Maybe here in a couple of weeks, get you back, and we'll get you to talk some more predator hunting, which seems like predators and hogs right now, if there were a season for them here in Texas, it would be, gosh, the next month or so. But we'll get you back here real soon, and we'll talk some more hunting and fishing. How about it?
Sounds great to me, Luke.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to today's show. And remember, you can listen to the archive of all of our shows at ketr.org. Just go there and look under local programs. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke in Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina Mills, and Darton Archery.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.